Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how would you make a chamber of secret?
So, are we to assume for this question that Hogwarts was founded not by four,
but by seven?
By seven individuals.
Yep.
We all got a different house, I guess.
Four individuals and one podcast.
Wow, there are so many more implications to that than just building a chamber of secrets. Jackson House, Dusha House, Zammit House.
Nah, just the one house.
Yeah, plumbing the Death Star.
And if you're the way you get in is if you're chewing gum when they call your name. Or swearing.
Or slightly not paying attention. Yeah. And then just start sprouting an argument and doubling down when anyone ever questions it.
The sorting hat being like, is that gum? What? Okay, plumbing house. All right.
Plumbing house.
To plumbing house with you.
I like that it's like Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, plumbing house. Plumbing.
Do you mean like the thing that exists? Are we plumbers? No, that was the podcast. Shut up. Quit mouthing off.
Classic Plumbing the Death Star student. But also, hey, congratulations to our audience for listening to this. It is a Harry Potter episode, which are famously our most infuriating.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I thought accurate. So,
I've done the research.
Slytherin Slazagard, or whatever his name was.
Salazar Slytherin.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said that confidently and also may have been wrong.
So he, in medieval times, he was like, I hate those mudbloods.
Yeah.
We want purity. So he dug out a chamber and just chucked a basilisk skin there.
Absolutely.
And he's like, that'll sort it out.
That's
the
enough.
The basilisk will know.
Yeah. The basilisk will be able to tell the difference between pure bloods and not pure bloods. Bloods.
You know, like
mudblood, I think we call them.
I don't know if this ever happens to you guys, but like when we're talking about something and you're confident and then all of a sudden someone says something and it just reveals a giant gap in knowledge. Yeah. That just happened for me. What's in the chamber what is the basilisk there for?
Just there, kicking it sweet.
They're not
well, you
something
know, you
else.
Need a guardian. You're making a chamber. You're making a chamber of secret. You need a guardian. And there's also a big statue of Salazar Slytherin.
Yeah.
I think it was just a place he liked.
Is it a big statue of Slytherin? And
it's just a place he liked to go and chill.
Yeah. So basically it's his room of requirement.
Yeah.
And his requirement was there's a basilisk.
Yeah.
And
a
statue. Oh, no.
He made it before he left.
Yeah.
He made it, then he chuffed off.
Yeah, he made it, not even during construction. He just was like, after the fact, I'm going to turn this girl's toilet into a basilisk.
Oh, it gets worse because I think the toilet came after the
That's
chamber.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because plumbing didn't exist until...
Yeah.
That rules so much because that means wizards are looking at the blueprint of Hogwarts and they're like, there's a huge sewer here. Let's just send all the kids' shit into that. That basilisk. They don't explore it in the movie, but the Chamber of Secrets is basically a sewer.
It's covered in fecal
just
matter.
Just human waste. Wizard waste,
Did Salazar Slytherin have to go back to Hogwarts after they built the female toilets there so that he could then turn that, he could add the entrance, like you had to...
I suppose so. Or was that entrance, or we assume
no, because there's plumbing on that entrance.
Yeah, we assume the entrance was created by Salazar Slytherin, but it was actually the wizard plumber. So we're like, that's a way we can get in to make sure everything's working down.
And they just happen to be parcel tongues as well.
Yeah, exactly. They've all been put in there by the plumbers. House.
Before we think how we make our own chamber of secrets, what was the point of the Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah, see,
is
that was
just a house. Is it just like
it was just a place for Salazar Slytherin to go and chill with his home dogs
and shits?
Yeah,
he just was never there. It was just for him to be put a statue, chuck a snake in, and leave. Is this like a neglected hobby of his? Was he like a snake guy that just was like, I've got a snake?
Yeah. Maybe he intended to go back, but he never got around to it. You know? He was like, oh, I'll build that chamber, and that's where I'll do my arcane rituals, you know, my snake evil or whatever. But then he got caught up with other stuff, started a family, you know? He can't go back to it now.
Yeah, it's so weird that, because, yeah, in my head, like, that the void, knowledge void that opened up when we were talking. I was like, oh, yeah, no, he's protecting something. And I was like, no, the thing that's in there...
Is the snake
and Tom Riddle's diary. But Tom Riddle's diary comes well after
Salazar
Slytherin.
And isn't Tom Riddle's diary in there because it was flushed?
Yes. Yeah.
So that means that legitimately the toilet connects to the Chamber of Secrets. It means every time a wizard takes a shit, it travels like the paper boat in It down the sewer pipes and into the chamber. Yeah.
So the chamber was first there, and then apparently it was only accessible through concealed trapdoor and a series of magical tunnels.
Yeah.
However, when Hogwarts plumbing became more elaborate in the 18th century... the entrance of the chamber was threatened and was located on the site of the proposed bathroom.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like, oh, it's a coincidence. And I guess, did the plumbers are like, oh, hey, a big thing.
Yeah. That's what I was saying before. They found the hole in the blueprints and were like, we'll send the shit there.
Yeah.
Wizards don't know what they're doing.
Famously.
Yeah.
Dumb cunts.
dumb morons.
It's cool, like, revisiting Harry Potter and like, hey, heroic and whatever, and he can, like, see yourself. But... every character in Harry Potter is a fucking idiot. Yeah. And that's just canon.
That's it.
Wizards are stupid as hell.
Stupid fools.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they never went to high school, any of them. So.
They have primary school education.
They're dullards.
That's it.
All right, so where are we building? Are we each getting a Chamber of Secrets?
I think we can do this by committee.
Oh, okay.
All right, boys, we need to make a chamber. Okay. I heard that Slither cunt.
Slatherbob.
He making his own chamber of secrets, he's calling it. All he's doing is putting a snake in there or something. What an idiot.
It's so funny that the bar we need to clear is it's a room full of a snake and a shit. Yeah,
I don't absolutely. Even know what he's putting in it.
That sounds like what we'd naturally end up.
Yeah, like if there wasn't, we'd be like, oh, it's like a hole in the ground and I put a snake in there and then I take a shit in it. That's the same thing. That's what's happened.
So, no one will come in and find the snake because they're like, oh, PU, shits.
What a funny, like, I don't know, Madame Trelawney having a vision of Harry Potter going in there, but like, I don't know, like a hole in the ground with a shit in it and a snake in it represents the Chamber of Secrets. That's crazy.
But yeah, the plumbing must connect there because the snake goes into the pipes.
Yeah, it does.
That's how it...
The plumbing of Hogwarts goes direct... When Tom Riddle fished the diary out of the sewers... it was probably covered in piss.
How do you flush a book?
I don't know. Hogwarts plumbing is good. What a huge U-bend to take a book. I mean, it was a diary, so you could roll it up, I guess. But like,
it had a hard cover.
Yeah, that's true. It did. I have no idea.
Something is fucked there.
Something, realistically, it should have just got caught in the U-bend and flooded the girls' toilet.
Barely. It should just still be in the bowl.
Absolutely. Go down, rise up again.
All right, if you're listening to this podcast, I need you to just walk to the nearest bathroom and look at the hole that is in the toilet.
I think you're going
to
be like, if you're listening to this podcast, grab your nearest book.
Grab your nearest book, whatever
it may be.
Try
it if you want.
Flush that book.
Flush that book.
What happens.
Because it's a hard cover from memory.
I think you're right. And even if it isn't, it's still... No book is malleable enough to be flushed.
You could get like...
You could soak that book for a few hours and it ain't getting flushed any quicker.
Absolutely.
No human being has taken a shit as big as a book.
No.
They are wizards, so maybe they do take monster dumps.
Yeah, but...
why?
I don't know. A lot of pumpkin pasties or whatever.
Too much food. Too much greasy pumpkin pie. Yeah, okay, it's canon. Every wizard sphincter is about the size of a dinner plate.
Absolutely.
That's canon.
That's how they tell.
That's how they tell.
Bend over. Oop, a wizard.
Wow, that's big.
I reckon we build the Chamber of Secrets in wherever they put the house elves.
Mm-hmm.
The house elf kitchen. Our Chamber of Secrets, yeah. I mean. Or maybe I'll just put mine there. I don't know if we're making
one
together.
You want
to
put it in the kitchen?
Not. Yeah. I like that idea of it's behind. It's in an oven. Oh. So
you have to go in an oven.
Yeah, you have to go in an oven. That's the
get that wrong and you're going to heaven instead.
Absolutely. Well, that's the trick, and also that means that we can steal from the oven from the other side.
Oh, yeah. I like this, the idea of stealing from food. Can we also make it so there's more entry points in the kitchen? So like, go through an oven.
Every oven
in Hogwarts connects, like every toilet.
Yeah. Every oven in Hogwarts and pantry.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why does Hogwarts need ovens?
Well, because... Well, the house elves do the cooking. I don't know, but they are magical.
Yeah,
I don't know. But they do have ovens.
No, I know.
But they'd probably only be in the house elf kitchen, right? Mm.
Because you can't summon matter.
Well, you can't summon food. You can't actually magic food.
If you have a chicken...
Yeah.
And you, like, magicus cook it.
Like, I understand why pantries are there.
Yeah.
Why ovens? Surely you can cook it.
Well, probably because it's hard to give a rounded heat with a wand.
But oh, no, because surely you can just be like...
Make this the best tasting chicken I've ever had.
I don't know if there's a
had.
Cooking spell.
Well, cook this chook!
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's figured that out.
We can regrow bones, but cooking a chook, sure. Making this broom fly easy, but cooking?
Maybe it doesn't taste the same.
Harry Potter should have no fear. All of his bones broke and he lived.
Yeah, that's
why,
true.
Who cares about death?
His bones broke, then all of them got turned into jelly.
Yeah.
Then he had to regrow them.
That would make me fear everything, especially bones.
What if you drank that and your bones were fine?
Would
your
bones
stronger
get
real
bones?
Hard?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how Wolverine
like marrow
was made.
Or Wolverine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool to have just like you do the jelly bone curse to someone, then take their bones out, and you got wobbly bones.
That's sick, like sausages.
Yeah. Way to make
That's
a stew.
Pretty good. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of collagen.
Yeah, I assume if you magic a chicken cooked, it doesn't taste. It's like microwaving a chicken. It doesn't taste quite the same.
Yeah, it tastes a bit magic-y, a bit metallic.
Okay,
something.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
I mean, not, but fair enough. Like, hey, I'm happy to move on.
Yeah, the moment we're like, magic can do anything, you're like, why is anything?
Yeah, glasses.
Yeah, I mean, like, with that, we could just be like, I don't know, we make a spell and you get to our chamber and you're there and it's no
You get
big
a
deal.
Shovel, you dig deep. There
yeah,
it is.
It's not. Yeah, let's make ours not magically. It's just
right,
underground.
So it's behind any kind of like anywhere they're making food.
Yeah.
What about under one of the houses, the table, so we can like reach up and grab their
oh,
food?
Oh, become sort of
a ghoul. Sort
of vultures and ghouls of Hogwarts.
Yeah. Like what do we think, boys?
I do like that.
Yeah, all right. That's good. So we've created less a Chamber of Secrets and more like a way for us to surreptitiously steal food from students.
Which, again, is more of a goal than what Slazmate had.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm happy for it. I think it works.
Yeah. All right, so he had a snake as a pet. What do we want?
May I suggest a dog? Yeah.
Dogs love food.
Not a big dog, though.
Yeah.
Just a regular dog.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, imagine a dog. That one.
Let's get a dog.
It needs to be magic. Can a dog have like a snake tail or something?
I don't think it needs to be magic. Why does it need to be magic? It
just feels like we'd be going against Hogwarts if they have a non-magical dog.
You got to think outside the box.
Mrs. Norris magic?
Maybe.
She's a cat.
Yeah, there was like rumors that she was something else, though.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Does she die? No, she.
She gets turned to a.
She gets basilisk.
Yeah,
but she doesn't die.
She doesn't
die. She saw the basilisk in the reflection of a puddle or something.
Yeah. Enemies of the air, beware. Yeah. No, I reckon we get a boy dog and a girl dog, and we leave them in there, and they fuck a bunch, and we get a whole bunch of puppies.
It's
and then when Harry
times.
Potter goes down there, he's like, there's a lot of feral inbred dogs down here.
It's medieval time. We can get the turnspit dog.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm more happy for it. Doesn't matter the kind of dog for me, just as long as we get a lot of inbred dogs.
Yeah, well, yeah. But this was the dog that we put to work turning a spit. Doesn't exist anymore. It's a great dog.
What?
Yeah, we used to breed a kind of dog. You know how, like, right now you get, like, a thing of cakes that'll rotate in the store?
Yeah.
We used to have a dog for that. So the dog was underground and just ran in a circle and it rotated the cakes.
And that dog doesn't exist anymore.
Well, because at a certain point we were like, we can just do this with motors or
and
whatever.
And also, it's a big crime, I feel.
Well, it's not nice to the dog because he never gets to eat the cakes he rotates.
But our dog would.
Yeah.
What's the name of the dog? I need to
Turnspit dog.
Yeah, Turnspit or Turnpike?
I think it's Turnspit. I think a turnpike's like like on a road is a turnpike. I only know that because of Toad's Turnpike in Super Mario Kart 64 or whatever. But yeah, I think it's a Turnspit dog. It's not a particularly cute dog.
Oh my God. In fact, the description of it on Wikipedia is a long-bodied, crooked-leg, ugly dog.
Yes.
With a suspicious, unhappy look about them.
That's now, a lot of weird claims for Wikipedia to make.
Anything that represents us.
All right, we'll get that dog. Then we'll make the breed. All right, good. So we get a lot of low to the ground, very sick dogs with bad spine.
Yeah.
And chuck a Labrador in there as well. I want bad hips.
Do we ever, like, you know how, like, if you're a Slytherin, you can speak Parseltongue, and presumably if you're a Badger people, you can speak Badger tongue,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. Do we have a house animal? Is it that dog?
You can easily understand everyone else with your mouth full of food.
That's good. So that means, like, our door to the Chamber of Secrets is a big face with food in it that you've got to be like, mouth is like, and then it opens up. But you know the conversation you just had.
This dog went, I'm so sorry, but this dog went extinct because everyone was like, it's scum. They didn't even care. That's how I'm
blocked. This dog.
Yeah.
If anything represents us, that dog.
Yeah, it's ugly and its legs are wrong.
That's great. To just decide unilaterally that a dog sucks. We as a species are like, nah, fuck it off.
As in, like, they didn't even notice that it was going extinct and then didn't care.
Hey, what happened to those dogs that we hated?
Who cares? Shut up. I'm not concerned.
I'm rotating this meat now with my motor.
Good.
What are we going to keep in our Chamber of Secrets? Is it just a way for us to sneak food?
So all these dogs and food that we've been sneaking...
Yeah.
It's going to smell, but probably better than the one that's full of shit.
Maybe we get one of them house elves, free it for a bit, or just free it, and then be like, hey.
You've got to look after it.
Come to our chamber, you get all the food and dog you ever want.
So, hang on, is your plan to free house elves and then to just instantly imprison them underground?
Yeah.
Maybe. Or free one to be like, kind of like kick it sweet to our chamber, we have a 64 and some bean bags.
Can we have a Nintendo 64 in our Chamber of Secrets? That's all we've got. Dogs, meat, and a Nintendo 64.
But are we
and
building
little cakes.
Is it... How?
Hey, the PS1 came out a year early in the Harry
Nintendo
Potter
64 came out
centuries.
At the founding of Hogwarts.
Centuries.
Canonically, it was the first video game console.
Look, we've famously touched on this. It is my most hated gripe with Harry Potter. Yeah. They got the year that the PS1 came out
a year earlier in the canon of Harry Potter.
Yeah, so what if we just grab some house elves and be like, hey,
want
to kick
why
it?
You want the house elves
hey,
down there?
Want to kick it sweet?
I don't.
I like the house elves.
Can we put it to a vote?
Yeah, okay, what, do we not like house elves?
I vote keep them in the kitchen.
Okay.
Or free them. Oh, it's so funny to just free all... That's funny.
What if we just lay out some socks for them?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, then we get no food. But we are freeing them.
Well...
if
we
want
to sneak food, we need to keep the house elves employed.
I feel selfish,
but
though.
It's so funny to free an entire house elf population of
absolutely.
Hogwarts.
Absolutely. Hogwarts is going to have to cook for...
Why doesn't Hermione just do that instead of starting spew?
She sucks at spew.
In the end,
she's like, no, they're happy being enslaved or whatever.
Yeah, let's... okay, we'll leave... What are we used to? Schoolyard pranks at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
That's an all right goal. It's better
than,
you know...
Wedgies. Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, have you noticed that your shirts and or bags are often lacking in pins from your good friends at Sans Pants Radio? Well, that's easily remedied by heading to our merch store on sanspantsradio.com and grabbing one of our pins. We have the Sans Pants Radio logo, an Always Bet on Piss D20, and Jackson's face that is a replica of his legally binding signature. Sold separately or as a set of three, check them out at our merch store over at sanspantsradio.com.
So, obviously, we're building ours at the founding of Hogwarts.
Yes.
Is anyone going to find it after we're long dead?
Do house elves exist at the founding of... I mean, no, they exist in terms of, like, the species, but are they being enslaved?
I don't know.
I would say time would have probably made it better for them and not worse.
Yeah, absolutely. They're probably chained up, probably, at the time of the founding.
But they're so powerful. How'd they get there?
I don't know, man. Some kind of terrible house elf wizard war occurred and the house elves lost. Hey, here's a crazy thought about house elves.
Yeah.
They're a designated kind of elf, which means that there must be other elves. But no one talks about that.
Oh, don't worry. They're related to the Yumbos.
Oh, yes! Tell me about the Yumbos.
You want to hear about a Yumbo?
Dude, I want to hear about the Yumbos. I'm ready to be educated.
Yeah, you educate. I'm just going to try and find out where they, when they started becoming involved.
They are spiteful creatures and tend to steal food from humans as revenge for crossing them.
Okay.
They have intrinsic magical powers and can vanish at will.
Can you look up Harry Potter elf? Because if you get house elves, it means you got other kinds of elves. And in Fantastic Beasts 2, they talk about a half elf, which is crazy because that means a person boinked an elf. Well, boinked a house elf, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get it. It's legal. Oh. It's straight legal, well, yeah, but it's crazy.
Yumbos, Urklings, or Imps.
Okay.
So hair color bald. Oh.
It's not a hair color.
That's bald.
Well, I guess it's like zero. You know, no. Zero is still a number.
Bald isn't a color.
Yeah, but it's...
It was an elf legislation?
Well, there you go. There's a lot going on with house elves. I feel like we've drifted from our original goal, and now we're just trying to free the house elves, which I'm here for, I guess.
Okay.
Are you learning about elves, JD? Or yeah, Yumbos.
I fell down a dark hole, and it turns out that, well, look, Harry Potter's bad.
Yeah.
Like I said, the world of Harry Potter is a bad place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, elf legislation is there's a law that happened, and this was to do with the British Ministry of Magic, but when did Britain come to be?
I mean, a while ago.
Yeah, but when a while ago?
Before the founding of Hogwarts, most
before
certainly.
We started building our Chamber of Secrets. What's the name of our Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah, Chamber of Secrets sounds lame.
Let's call it the Fuck Palace.
The Fuck Palace.
Yeah! Steal food. Sleep with babes and hunks. Oh, yeah.
Dogs.
Dogs everywhere, inbred to shit. Rotting food, no bins, baby.
And freaking them house elves.
Oh, yeah. Free the house elves as well, I guess. So it's sort of like a bit of like a what you might call a party central.
Yeah, yeah. We basically started a fraternity underground.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You got to climb through an oven to get in.
Yeah, climb through an oven. Can we also wear togas, kind of like how the house elves are wearing togas?
Of course.
So we got to wear pillowcases like the house elves wearing pillowcases. Yeah. But we are the size of human beings.
Yes. So we wear togas made of bedsheets.
Yeah, sure. Can we
reenact Animal House is what I'm trying to get across.
Hey, I'm a zit. I've seen Animal House. They wrecked that parade.
They really
fucked that parade up.
That's rough. They don't think of the consequences of their actions.
The movie doesn't care about the consequences. The parade is wrecked and they're just like, yep. Whoops.
We are Animal House.
Yeah. All right, so a lot of kegs.
I want to die down there.
Of course. Yeah, all of us are going to.
You know, I think it's in one of the black houses, like Sirius Blacks or whatever, how they've got the severed heads of the house elves mounted on the wall. May I propose... That is in our will.
Ah!
For the boys.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, for the freed house. Sorry, not free forever. Why?
You're free for a bit, and then your decoration. No.
What if we do that for the dogs as well?
Yes. Yeah,
so we just have a wall of dog heads.
That's dog good. Heads and three idiots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just don't shut up.
I was imagining
Do we keep talking like the paintings do? Because it's still us or whatever.
Maybe of course. There's two paintings on either, like one on either wall of the two Joels, and then there's my skeleton with my head stuck in something lying on the floor, and like that's how I died and no one came to help me.
I like the idea of having our shrunken heads on display and then underneath three portraits of us headless.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
And then a plaque that says we had our heads shrunk, but we didn't know it would kill us. I can shrink your heads. That's great. I'll have it. We'll all have tiny heads. That'll be so, so cool. Good. We'll look awesome. And then we got beheaded. And we were like, you can't do it while the head's on the body, I guess.
Yeah.
Removing we didn't know this would kill us. And then I guess you got to take the head off the body.
three ghosts hanging around this, looking down, being like, yeah.
It's real funny. Like you know, you got Nearly Headless Nick, or like the Headless Horseman who walks around holding his head, but it's the size of a regular head. Holding your head where it's the size of a baseball as a ghost.
Like a little plum.
Yeah, this was my head. Plopping it onto your body. I'd have looked silly. I regret it. I'll level with you.
I thought the chicks would have loved it, or the hunks, or someone, but in hindsight, it just killed me and made me look dumb.
Yeah, the kind of partying slowed down. When we had our heads shrunk and died. Oh.
Yeah.
Are you Harry Potter? Can you tell Dumbledore our bodies are down here?
Yeah. Also, maybe to release the dogs.
So many.
They're inbred, man.
There's a lot of dogs.
And if Harry Potter's that's like 300 years.
300 years of inbred. I think they're their own species.
Yeah, we call them dogs, but they're not dogs.
Because they were a combination of Labradors, Turnspit dogs, and sausage dogs. Labradosage dogs.
We just call them Ugmuts for short.
You can kill them if you should kill them probably.
They develop speech. All they say is please kill me. But you know,
you got two choices, Harry Potter. Set this whole place on fire. That's what I'd pick. Or tell Dumbledore about it.
Which I would not recommend.
He will be mad at us. At you.
And these Ugmuts.
And the Ugmuts we made. You know Plumbing House? That's us. We instigated a lot of stupid rules, Harry Potter. You know how don't have a common room and have to camp out back?
Yeah.
That's because we lost a bet. That's right.
We gambled our common room with Gryffindor.
Yeah, you know how Gryffindor has big? Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we fucked up.
Yeah, we were like, hey, if we win, we get that sword. If you win, you can have our entire common room.
Yeah. So before even the game finished, they were knocking down the walls. We felt that was a little bit rude.
We cooked
it. Some would argue it put us off our game, but our game was never there.
If you put your hand in the hat to pull out our house item, it's just cornflakes and milk. You just get a wet hand. Yeah. That's also because of a bet, but not one I remember.
I think we won that one.
Delicious cornflakes, though, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, the idea of wandering around Hogwarts with the sorting hat turned upside down and just like a big spoon.
Thanks, Plumbing.
Just having the sorting hat on and just like, the time of need, and then just milk and cornflakes pours over your face and down
like
your back.
I like to think...
Oh, it's cold. Ice cold. God. Oh, it's ice cold.
Thank you, Plumbing House.
As the hat, like, inducts you when you're a first year and says Plumbing House, it, like, rockets out over your head. Plumbing House! Oh, my God. Yeah. Good luck sleeping outside.
Hope you brought a tent.
And a towel.
It's wet out there.
I think our chamber is significantly better. Our house is also better than Slytherin.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're kind of like...
we're just the obnoxious idiots.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny because like people join our house and be like, oh, you're children. This is boring.
Yeah,
exactly. They're like, Snape or whatever is like 10 points from Plumbing House. And we're like, we don't care.
Whatever. Plumbing House starts at a -100 anyway.
We can be a disruptive. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Chuck's in the Forbidden Forest? Good. We want to be there. I want to punch a unicorn.
Best thing Plumbing House has ever gotten is back to zero. So we don't mind.
I hate points. Take them from me.
Take them off
Go
me.
Go on, Snape. I'm going to drink this potion. What's that worth? -50? Good.
I'm heading to the Forbidden Forest to suck on a unicorn's horn. Not
Try
a crime.
Stop me. Oh, Plumbing House.
My head's so little that my whole mouth's going to be so full of that horn.
Why are all the paintings of the founders of Plumbing House have tiny heads? That's weird.
They maybe won or lost or had a bad idea.
Three very boring, seemingly unrelated to the rest of the plot chapters in like Harry Potter 3 is Harry Potter learning that mystery. Why do they have small heads? Oh, I found my way into the Forbidden Chamber. Oh. We did it as a trick, as a bet. Yeah. And then the plot character, he's Freeze Sirius Black.
Hey, Helena Hufflepuff, I reckon I can shrink my head and not die.
Okay. All right, you're on. What?
Oh, no.
So what does Harry in the final books have to find that represents the three of us?
Oh, no. Yeah, what's our item? What's our...
He has to go and tiptoe across all those Ugg-mutts.
Yeah, absolutely. Sneak into our chamber.
And grab whatever
our
that
favorite
is.
Our favourite rat.
I was thinking of pack of frangers.
Oh, yeah.
Some Johnnies.
Expired Johnnies.
Oh, is it a box of Horcrux? I don't know.
A box of open condoms with the expiry date well and truly passed. 2 used, 10 still there.
Wow, these were largely untouched. If I had to guess, they just used these to masturbate, not make a mess.
The gentleman's wank.
They were very kind.
I like the idea of like, now, like... Voldemort goes to cast a killing curse and Harry just puts the condom over his wand.
Thank you, plumbing boys, but it's expired. So
yeah, it just shoots straight through.
Puts the condom on milk and cornflakes, shoots out and oozes over his wand and hand.
Oh, my God.
Us, all three of us, with one big communal bowl, eating cornflakes.
Yeah.
You're welcome, cool. Harry. You know, he sees that weird, like, Voldemort fetus where they're just eating cornflakes.
We're
you
also,
got this, boy.
Yeah, we're everywhere. Yeah. How'd we get him? Yeah. I bet.
It's our bet. Or maybe you're thinking about us. So that's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway,
really good
want
to
some
imagine.
Cornflakes?
I guess we are memorable.
When Harry reaches in to pull out the sword, just grabbing a handful of cornflakes and flinging it at Voldemort and being like, God damn it. You were thinking about arses, weren't you? Yeah, that's what happens when you think about arses. You reach in. You think about noble things for Gryffindor, man. We're the arse house.
Yeah, if you're thinking about a hole and it's on a body, you're getting cornflakes,
dude.
You got to think of chivalry and like good deeds.
Not cheeks.
Learning, yeah, not cheeks and slamming them. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, we should have probably told you. Yeah. We get it. We're horny, too. Yeah.
But you got cornflakes in his eyes, so that's pretty good.
He's still crying.
Quickly, kick him in the shin and take his wand.
I guess the milk would have gone sour by now.
Solid.
How does that happen?
Ah, the condom over the wand and then just like thick, solid, rotten milk splitting out with flecks of cornflake.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like Voldemort's got a better sense of smell for some reason.
No, absolutely. His nostrils are closer to the surface.
Yeah. So he's going to get a whiff of that sour milk. Maybe it's we're heroes.
It's hard to cast a killing curse if you're vomiting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to imagine. Take the first years to the plumbing dungeon. They'll hide out there during the Battle of Hogwarts. Oh, my God. We haven't been here in such a long time. Oh, my God. That's so many inbred dogs.
Look at all these Ugg-mutts.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, kids. Welcome to our house. Take a dog if you want.
Please do. Yeah. Hey, Dumbledore, do you know how to send us to heaven? I'm sick of being a ghost. I'd like my eternal reward.
Yeah.
Dumbledore just being like, excuse me, students, and sending us all to hell.
I always thought heaven was up, but I guess it's down.
I guess it's like space where there is no up.
I'm burning!
Heaven's hot! Ow.
I should have packed my shorts!
At least you're sending all our Ugmuts with us!
They all are destined for hell the moment they're born.
Yeah.
They have original sin.
Yeah, if anything sinned more, it's those Ugmuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we've certainly coloured Harry Potter's adventure in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
In a way I think none of us quite expect.
Yeah, at least our Chamber of Secrets had a bit of a goal.
Yeah, and there was a Nintendo 64 there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cooler than anything else at Hogwarts.
Pretty dusty, but... Yeah,
you blow on that cartridge, it'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Play Mario Kart, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, probably like a few of the events wouldn't happen. Like Sirius might be alive because, you know, rather than fucking around the Ministry of whatever, Harry Potter's playing Mario 64 or whatever.
Absolutely. Maybe none of the books would happen, because in book two, Harry Potter finds the Nintendo 64, decides he's going to 100% Mario 64.
He's going to get all 120 stars and meet Yoshi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get that 99 lives.
He's a Yoshi head, that Harry Potter, if I've ever seen one.
And that's why Voldemort won. Where's Harry Potter? We need him now more than ever. Wahoo!
Wahoo! Patton and Ugmutt play in 64.
Let's go!
Dude, there's not a star in there. We're gathered around watching.
No, let's do a jump there. Ah, sick.
Dude, you gotta do a wall jump.
Yeah,
you suck.
Up. Yeah.
Give me the controller.
Oh, I can't hold it.
I was bad at it in life. Yeah. I lied to you, Mr. Potter.
We're sorry. Will you ever forgive us?
God, I want to go to heaven.
Here it's so warm.
Well, I think we did a pretty good job.
I would say the best job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done. Best job, Plumbing House.
Yeah, yes. Plumbing House, you've done it again.
Hey, finally we win a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
10 points to Plumbing House, bringing your grand total to negative 153 points.
Yes!
Yay! That's
Plumbing House!
Let's go suck off that unicorn horn! Woo!
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been
and
Joel.
And we have been Plumbing House.
Yeah.
And our Chamber of Fuck or whatever we called it. It was good.
Who can recall?
Yeah, now just shut up and eat your cornflakes.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.